All right, everybody, so I am back. I was gonna go to my car, and then I changed my mind. I said I actually want to sit in the shade somewhere and still enjoy this view of the lake. Like, it's just amazing. And that's where I did my first podcast not too long ago. I know you guys were listening to this at different times, but no, sunshine was great. It's amazing. And for those that may not know, I'm in Georgia, and Georgia has very bipolar weather. So today is actually very nice. It's warm. The sun is out. We just got done with a bunch of rain, some thunderstorms, high winds, all that good stuff. So if anybody else had what we had, I'm so sorry. Sorry, not sorry, maybe. But so with this one, I was trying to think of the name of this podcast, this episode, just because it is kind of a sensitive topic. I'm sorry, I know I had a long pause. I just kind of had like a blank moment. And I know we see like a lot of memes and stuff about, you know, things going on in the workplace, how we feel, management, blah, 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 blah. This one's going to be called A Peace of Mind from the Workplace. And I literally just came up with it just now. And this is, in a sense, based off of a true story. This is based off of true events that I've dealt with. But of course, no names are going to be mentioned. Just because I'm a bit respectful with that. But I am going to speak up and say my story. And if it gets out there and I get in trouble for it, oh well. This happens anywhere, and a lot of people are speaking up, and I actually want to speak up on my behalf. So there we go. Hang on, sorry, my microphone kind of wobbled on me, and there's a lot more breeze up here, so I'm trying to speak as closely into the mic as I can. So y'all bear with me, okay? But so with my workplace, any workplace you start, everybody's going to have those feelings of, I really like this job, this is a great job, I'm so excited, I can't wait to start, blah, blah, blah. Then you start the job, and then it's like, oh my gosh, it's really great, it's really amazing, you know, we're just, you know, I'm so happy to have this job. And one thing that everybody looks forward to is moving up in the workplace, and wanting to do better for themselves, whether they're single and trying to just do more, whether it's being in a relationship and y'all just want to grow together, or even just, you know, starting a family, or even if you have that family, whether you're a single parent or a married parent, remarried parent, whatever, you want to do more. You want to better yourself. We all want to better ourselves, and that's always a positive thing. The downside, well, first off, before we talk about the downsides, let's talk about the good sides of the job. Having that one boss that gets you, respects you, and does anything and everything they can to make the workplace enjoyable. I've had a few good bosses like that. My last two recent ones, I can definitely say my recent one, my most current one now, is definitely making that happen. Not the micromanagement type. Once just everybody, you know, make sure we're doing our job, understanding it, getting the job done, blah, blah, blah. Nothing wrong with having a good time at work, but we also make sure we get the job done. And that's for every job, honestly. But with my last two bosses, I can honestly say they were the absolute best. I love them to pieces. I have so much respect for them. And if they ever were to offer me a job back, as much as I like my current one now, I probably would. And I probably wouldn't really do it full-time, maybe part-time, or just be like, hey, if you ever need help with anything, events, whatever, let me know, and I totally would come back and help you. And I'm pretty sure they would take me up on that offer. You know, they made it enjoyable. They made it to where very last job I had when I just left, I was able to make my own schedule to where I could come and go. They understood where, you know, my kids came into factor. I had to go get them from school. And it just made my life a little bit easier. The fact that I was able to create my own schedule, still get my hours, be there for what I need to be there for. And it just, you know, it worked out. Excuse me. Told you that. Whatever y'all hear is what y'all get. But the job before that one, my boss was very lenient, very understanding. We had like a little weekly meetings just to kind of, you know, say, hey, this is what's coming up this weekend. This is what we need to look out for. Any questions or concerns. And, you know, not so much of praises were given, but compliments were given. Acknowledgement was given, whether it was individual or as a whole team. And that is something I feel is very, very important. Just because a lot of people work in places where they feel like their hard work is not noticed. And that was one thing with that boss. He never made sure that somebody went unnoticed with their work, even if it wasn't said out in public at the group meeting. It could have been in private or just during a simple conversation and you're thrown off by it. Like, I've had plenty of those with him, and he's honestly helped me grow. And what was cool about it was I had just started working at this job, or at that job, and I started about 2 months before he did. And then he came in and started asking me questions about certain things, and I'm gonna be honest, I was a little bit skeptical. I was nervous. Anybody would be. And he asked me something one day while we were getting camp stuff together and about to go on a field trip or whatever, and asked me, you know, hey, do you know how to do this, that? And I just said, I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm still new and I'm still learning. So I said, your better person that you're going to have to ask would be such, 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 such. And he laughed it off and understood and was like, well, that's perfectly fine. He said, that's just something that, you know, we'll have to learn together. You know, we're about a team. We are a team. And from that day forward, he just made it known to how much teamwork there was working with him, and with him being over me and my coworkers. There was never a dull moment. We all may have had our issues or our problems, but he made sure that we figured out a way to resolve it. And it just helped us grow personally, whether it was in the office space or outside the office space. He just helped us grow. And he went on to do his thing overseas, you know, and just even continuing his hobbies, his other business that he does, which is really, really great. And I'm very, very proud of him for it. So there was a lot of positivity, like I said, of having that boss. And again, I've had other bosses where they were just as great. In some situations, it might have been like really tense, like, ugh, I can't stand it here. I don't want to be here. But I can actually say with the most last recent two, it wasn't like that. And I guess you could say because I've had the growing experience with different jobs, to where once I got here, I already had the mindset of what I needed to know. The other jobs, I was a bit younger and I'm not going to say young and dumb. I hate that term so much. And I know you're not supposed to hate things, but I cannot stand that term. But I was much younger. I didn't know a whole lot. I wasn't fully experienced like I needed to be, but I've grown since then, and now I know what I will tolerate and what I won't tolerate. And sometimes it's also a little difficult to be an adult and still speak up and say what I will tolerate and what I won't tolerate, because everybody's different. But no, so like with those jobs, I really enjoyed myself. There were some opportunities that were open and given to me. And then within the same aspect, some of those opportunities were also taken away from me without even being mentioned. I just happened to figure it out on my own. So within another aspect of the positivity of the workspace, having the jobs that do, you know, the training classes that you, whether it's mandatory or it's not mandatory, you take it, of course, at your own leisure time. If you were off one day and want to take a training class, you got to clock in for it. It's a training class. It's part of work. So I definitely made sure with one job I had with my boss that left, I made sure I took advantage of those even on my off days, because those were extra hours I was getting. And let's be honest, for those of us that are striving to be full-time and we end up with a part-time job, we're going to do anything and everything we can to get those hours. And it's not a bad thing. It's just we're trying to make a living. We can't, especially this day and age, we can't survive being off of part-time. You can't, especially if you have a whole bunch of bills that you have to take care of, you can't get that taken care of with this just, we're just being part-time. And then and now it just seems like even being full-time, you can't do the same thing either. But here we are, making it work. But the downside to, you know, like I said, there's a lot of positive with trainings and stuff like that. And you would think a lot of your coworkers and management that go to these trainings would actually take away from these trainings. Unfortunately, and to be honest with you, they don't. They don't really take away anything from it. Sometimes they're kind of there just to show face, and that's about it. They say things just to make themselves look good and give you this full hope and dream of all the greatness that's going to come from the job. But in reality, it's not. With this one job in particular, before this one job, I can even tell you, whether it's management, as far as like the actual manager, whether it's the general manager, district manager, HR, whatever else, you, in a sense, with that position, you are actually set to a certain standard. And everybody looks up to you at that certain standard. I've had a job, one of my first jobs actually, where the district manager was kind of a jerk. He you know, kind of like belittled us and talked down to us and made it seem like it was all about money and blah, 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 which for, I can understand as a business, yes, it is about money because you're wanting that business to strive and whatnot. But when you put the money over your employees and you disrespect your employees, nobody wants to work. Nobody wants to work for you. Even down to the owner for our region that we're in, came down, and because he was disgusted with what we saw, what he saw, I could easily tell you, it was me pretty much behind the counter. I had just stepped in from being out at storefront. Trying to get people to come in, get pass out coupons, tell them about our photography studio. And because I stepped in for just a brief moment, we were having a conversation and somebody said something and we were laughing or whatever else because we're enjoying ourselves, having a great time at work. It was a great day. He comes up to me after I try handing him a coupon and it's like, "Do you know who I am?" "No, I really don't, because I think you're an everyday customer." And marches in the store and gets the photographer, my boss, and myself in the front and cusses at us. And mind you, this isn't a mall where people are up. It's like a Saturday at the mall. People are up walking about. They're walking past and they hear this man that is yelling and cussing us out because we weren't doing our jobs, quote unquote. And unfortunately, we actually had one customer in the back getting her makeup done, and she heard the whole thing. Mind you, with that location I worked at, ended up getting closed down because they weren't making any money. And I looked at reviews about the place, and I found the review from the day the lady was in the back getting her makeup done, and she heard us being cussed out at. And I'm not sure to this day as far as what happened, if the district owner is still there, or whatever you want to call them, but I said never again I would work for that company. And to be quite honest, I've had nightmares where I've actually gone and worked for that company again, and I was just like, why? But with this recent one, though, this recent job that I've had, there was a lot of shade that was thrown. There was a lot of disrespect that was done, whether it's behind our back or to our faces, unfortunately. And even though I left the job, a lot of that still continued. Like I mentioned before, I was given the opportunity to grow with my photography and help out with doing events that we hosted in case somebody else that does our photography mainly wasn't able to do it. And I was given the opportunity to do it, and I enjoyed it, and everybody enjoyed the pictures, even down to the point that this person, over everyone, utilized some of my pictures within a PowerPoint. So that made me feel very honored, because he's presenting this to other people in the same, not same department as us, as far as like our same town or whatever, but to other locations that have the same type of facility. Pretty much presented that, you know, those photos that I took along with his PowerPoint, which made me feel awesome. But unfortunately, the moment I opened my mouth and started saying something and speaking up on something, that opportunity got taken away from me. The fact that I opened my mouth and said, I don't really care for how a certain group continually comes here and disrespects me and my staff. They leave things a mess and they're never out on time. My photography got taken away from me. Well, not fully, but at least from there, it got taken away from me. I've had it to where certain people that I associate with, it seemed like it affected their job. And I started getting bullied secretly by management. And no, this was not the boss that I just raved about. He did not do that. It was higher than him. I started getting bullied by it, and unfortunately, he had to play messenger in some of it. We had a, for example, we had a casual, you know, we talked about, hey, Monday through Thursday, you wear this type of shirt, these type of pants, whatever. Friday through Sunday, you know, you could do the t-shirts, you could do jeans, whatever, still look appropriate for work, but, you know, casual weekend wear. So I did it, and it was a day where it was cold, but I was also trying to be fashionable. I had plaid leggings on underneath, some black sweatpants with a shirt where everything matched. It looked cute. I was comfortable for work. And I get told by my boss, away from everybody else, that I couldn't wear my leggings anymore. And the way my pants were styled was, like I said, I had leggings on underneath, and I had my, they weren't like cloth sweatpants, they were like actually fashionable, like sweatpants, jogging pants, whatever you want to call them. But I had those rolled up or pulled up to the knee, so that way you could see my leggings. But apparently that was a problem. And what I couldn't understand, outside of the fact that I told him twice, I was like, it's Friday. We said we could wear these on Friday, right? Like, I'm utterly confused. I don't know why this was an issue. Oop. Sorry, y'all. Knocked over the mic. But, I couldn't understand why. And on top of that, I sit behind a desk. So nobody was really going to see my outfit unless I got up from behind the desk and walked around. But no, my outfit was an issue. Even though I've had somebody else in upper management that wore prints that had other pictures on it or patterns, but what I had out was the issue. Moving forward, I talked about, hey, you know, and this is October, my birthday's in October, y'all, and with one job I've had before, they allowed me to dress up for the whole month of October, but say my big elaborate costume for Halloween. And so I said, hey, can I get away with doing this, whatever else, you know, I'll keep it subtle, it'll be just the makeup, the shirts, that my work shirts will represent the color costume, whatever. And he was like, you know, that's fine, I gave you permission, if anybody asks, let's see how far we can get along with this. He was willing to go with it, and he enjoyed it, the customers enjoyed it. One I could say I think I kind of messed up with was I did Mystique, and I made like little like her reptile like skin, quote unquote, you could say, did that on my forehead just to kind of go with it, so I already got the idea. But everybody that came up thought that it was really cool and it was really great or whatever else. Well, one day we are hosting an event celebrating National Day of the Girl, which is in October, and they wanted me to speak as far as being somebody that does cosplay. Cool, because I do my cosplay differently. I use what I have. I don't necessarily buy the actual outfits. I don't buy the actual costumes. I use whatever it is I have at home, what I can get from the store, just so I can wear those same pants, a shirt again, whatever. Well, I dressed up as Harley Quinn, and while it was all fun and games, after the event was done, I only had like a couple more hours into the shift, I think, and I was told I had to change. That even though I had the pigtails, I took one of the pigtails out and clipped one in the back to make it look like I just had a ponytail. But apparently that was still an issue. And a friend of mine that I've known since grade school, really, worked with me. And I was telling her about some things. She saw things and was like, "You're getting bullied. A lot of y'all are getting bullied here." And it's sad that you would think that you know, once you get out of school, you get past the bullying, but you don't. Unfortunately, adults do it too. And it's very sad when it's done in the workplace and it's done by management. Like I said, it just got worse. And so it got to the point where I ended up leaving because of one meeting that made it seem like we were in a safe space to voice our opinions. It didn't happen. It wasn't a safe space. Me and my coworkers, in a sense, were set up and we were attacked by it. And after that meeting, I just said I was done. I couldn't do it. I wasn't staying. I wasn't taking the disrespect anymore. To the fact that a lot of the stuff that was talked about during that meeting, a lot of eye contact was made towards me. Because it was as if I was the problem. I was causing the problem or whatever else. And so, of course, I left, and I heard so many other stories that happened after I left and that continue to happen. And a lot of my old coworkers that I worked with are now gone, at least as far as, like, for the front office area. They're all gone. They're not there because of how much disrespect that we were given from the head honcho, pretty much, is how I will say it. My friend, though, that saw and noticed the bullying, she spoke up and she said something. But of course, because she spoke up and said something, they retaliated and they moved her to a different location without notifying anybody, making sure that was okay with her, or saying, "Hey, this is what we're wanting to do. How do you feel about this?" They just said, "Starting this day, we're going to put you here." And it was, in all honesty, it was like they were trying to make her life a living hell. And to this day, they're still doing that with certain people. They're doing that with people that weren't there when we were there. So they have no heads up. They have no warning. But yet this person is still over everybody. And it just sucks. So after my friend left and put her notice in, I emailed the HR for that former job. And I expressed to them that this is what I went through. And I couldn't take it anymore. I couldn't do it. And it hurt me so bad to the point that I cried sending that email. I cried because I went through so much and I dealt with so much. And to this day, I actually still am. Because there was a day where I was, in a sense, followed by that same head honcho just because I was at his park. And first off, I can be there if I choose to be there. It's not so much of I wasn't even doing anything. It's just the fact that I was there. And because of who I'm with and whatnot is a problem. Who I associate with is a problem. And quite honestly, not just the bullying, but when you allow skin color to come into play with who associates with who at the job, That's disrespect and that's crossing a line, especially when you're worried about personal life stuff that has nothing to do with work life stuff. And that happened to me. If I am actually performing the job and doing the job like I'm supposed to, and my personal life is not affecting it, what is the problem? Why are you worried about it? Because at the end of the day, if I'm doing my job and you're worried about who I'm with or whatever, that just really shows your true colors. It shows what you're about and how you're about. And that's the most I can really tell you as far as, like I said, without giving names. These are true events. These are my personal true events. And I hope that these get resolved. To sum this all up, really, and because I'm also about to cut this short, we're 25 minutes in, y'all. It's a lot to get off my chest. I can also tell you that your workspace and your life space, your personal life space, is supposed to be two different things. But you should feel comfortable enough to be the you that you are at home, to be the you that you are at work. And that doesn't necessarily mean if you're a sloppy person and you live in a pigsty that you do it at work. Because I can tell you, my former boss did not like that. He did not like our front desk area being messy. But if you're the person that is caring and you make people laugh, or you're just a really hard worker, you get the job done, you have a strategic way of how you do things, place things, whatever, and you can do it at work, I mean, do it at work too. Take the things that you do at work and bring them at home too, you know? Like, it's a win-win, honestly, in both ways. But don't go for the job just because the money is there. Yes, we all want that job where it's great money, it's good money, but we also need the job to where it's how should I say this? Where the respect is there. The respect is there. There is motivation. There is a chance to move up and to do better for yourself. Because I could tell you with this last, not the current last one, but the other one that I went into a lot of detail with, within my last full meeting there, we were told, you know, if you want to move up, start showing interest. Start showing that you want to do, if you're wanting to do this department, start doing this, that, or the other. I can tell you with that job, within my first month of being in there, I came up with a mental health program that I was running. I was able to get trained to be a mental health first aider, which I think I'm going into my last year of being one, but I did all that. But you mean to tell me because I tried putting that out there and I was trying to do this and that, that I'm not showing interest in moving up? The fact that I hosted two therapeutic recreational events, that's not me wanting to move up. And unfortunately, like I said, it's sad. But you got people that are very disrespectful that work in the workplace that think that they are entitled to do whatever they want just because of their position. And unfortunately, just like in history class, when you learn about history, those kings, those rulers, they got overthrown by the people because the people were tired of it. And it's not a threat or anything at all, but it is a statement to say that be careful how you treat your employees. Be careful how you treat, and this is even in everyday life, be careful how you treat people, because they will come back and they'll be able to remember what exactly you did and you didn't do for them, what you gave them and what you took away from them. And to this person that I'm speaking about personally, I hope his ways can change, but I don't see it coming, because there are still a lot of things that I'm hearing that are being done that are very secretive and very hidden and very foul and disrespectful. And yet a lot of people are working their butt off with him. I'm not even going to say for him, but with him and under him, because that's their job and they like their job and they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. So with that being said, this was also a nice little freedom that I had to get this off my chest. But yeah, so there's that. So in future reference, when you're looking for that job, like I said, don't look for the job that just has the great pay. Make sure you have the job that makes you feel like you can be you and it's that job. And if it's not, you know, you'll know. Don't ever be afraid to leave the job. Don't ever be afraid to leave and do better for yourself, because we all deserve something better. So, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We'll have a positive one next time. And I will talk with you guys again soon. Y'all enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I will hopefully talk to you later on in the week. Bye.